KHKX, KI4DOS.
Scooping off today, Gary, KD4IOX.
Waiting for that, or either that or he's real busy.
He is.
That, a week almost, kind of put him behind, so I'm hoping he's going to catch you back up pretty soon.
Well, people, some, you know, get kind of warm. People want to be outside a lot. You might need tools and stuff worked on and start getting stuff done, and that could be a good thing.
You know, some warmer weather, I've got some things I need to do outside, but well, along with the warmer weather comes the rain. So I'm going to have to try to plan it out somehow or another to where I can do a little bit of both.
I know how you feel. I've got some rose bushes up that I need to pick up and get in the ground. Probably would be a good time to do that.
That rose bushes to put in the ground, but I do have some other things that I've got to try to get done. I got to put a roof on my barn out here, and I don't like working on a roof when it's raining.
Maybe kind of counterproductive, I think. I don't like doing anything outside the rain. Matter of fact, the last day it was raining all the, I mean, raining all day and all night. I was just, good thing I had stuff to do inside. That would have been a wasted day.
If you don't have anything to do or you can't get outside and do it, that's a good time to take a nap.
Yesterday. Heck, I might do it again today. I don't know. You told me I'm off tomorrow, so I've got plenty of time to do whatever I need to do.
I watched the race yesterday afternoon, and it was okay, but it wasn't one of the better ones. You know, so I got to where I normally take a nap through about the middle of it, and that always seems to work out real well.
Guy win. Who won?
You know, it's, well, that's, you know, it's not as interesting as it used to be. You know, they've gotten all these newfangled cars, and they're not stock cars anymore. Of course, when I started getting involved with the racing, I had an uncle that had a race car that raced out at Greenville Pickens when it was a dirt track years and years ago, and I've got a picture of my mom sitting in there with his helmet on, like she was the driver.
Buddy, yeah. My wife's father, he raced a lot down at the Somerville Speedway down in Charleston. And we would used to go in the pit area. We were his pit crew. We'd help out with whatever we could do. And his son picked up on it. His son now is a good racer. I mean, he runs down to Florence on a regular basis, and we've been down to Florence once or twice and watched the race. And he came up Gastonia. That was that way. There's a racetrack over there. We watched the race over there. But it's enjoyable, definitely. But my son, he went out and bought a race car. Thought he was going to race. Kept tinkering with it and everything, and ended up selling the thing. You know, it was just too much time and too much money.
We'll talk about different hobbies, whether it be racing or ham radio or whatever. I have yet to find an inexpensive hobby.
KD4IOX. Yeah, I just bought that radio, and I'm looking for a desk mic, so I don't know. Yeah, it's always something.
The old saying, the difference between men and boys is the price of their toys. And I guess as we get older, we like the more expensive toys. And I've, you know, been into fishing and hunting, and, you know, I've got all that stuff. And then ham radio and other hobbies that, you know, I used to play golf. And you get into that, boy, that's an expensive hobby. You know, any hobby that I have taken up is not cheap. You know, they're all expensive to a point, and depending on how deep you get into it is how much money you can spend.
My grandson, the oldest from my son, he's he's got a full ride scholarship. He's going to Geneva College up in Pennsylvania. And yeah, I guess this is hobby to play ball. Because the bats and the gloves and the equipment that he's buying for is the $5 stuff. So I understand what you're saying.
I've yet to find one that's inexpensive. Some of my friends fly airplanes and quads and the drones and all of that. That's expensive. Ham radio can be expensive. Seems like the more toys you get, the more you want. I don't know if that's really true with everybody or not, but it seems to be with me.
I can play with my hobby while I'm driving down the road. Taking care of two things at one time. It's fun. I enjoy it.
About if you enjoy it or not. But anyway, good talking to you. My wife just called me. I got to go in here and see what she needs. You have a great day. If you're out there mobiling around, you be careful on the mobile. And we'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoy it. KD4IOX, KI4DOS.
Well, there's Sir Patrick, still in here. Have a great day, Gary. Take care of the boss's request. And keep them happy. I look forward to talking to you again. And maybe laying eyes on you, Dennis. 73, KD4IOX, mobile.